It's a real pleasure to be at the 2019 Pastors Conference. The Alabama Baptists, we're doing it right here on the Eastern Shore.
Yes.
Down near Mobile, Alabama. We're actually in Baldwin County, and the whole notion behind Eastern Shore, this is the east side of the Mobile Bay. And so this is where we are. And we've got a special guest with us today. We've also got Debbie Campbell.
Tab News, right here. Yeah. Thank you, Terry.
I'm the co-host. So why am I doing all the talking? Let's turn this over to you to introduce our guest today.
Okay. We have with us today Megan Woodham, and she is with One Step Ministry. So, Megan, tell us a little bit about yourself and about this ministry.
Okay, well, I'll talk about the ministry first,
okay.
If that's okay.
That's great.
One Step Ministries is we're women's ministry writers and speakers, and we go from churches all over the state and just speak to women's groups in women's events and women's Bible studies, and we're trying to get women to love the Word of God. That's the goal there, and so we're sharing God's Word, opening the Scriptures with women, and we want women to fall in love with the Word and be in the Word daily, and so that's our goal.
Megan, how did this come to be?
Well, it actually was started by my fellow speaker, Allison Wilkes. It was sort of a dream of hers years ago. And our managing director, Kelly Reeves, they kind of birthed this together.
Yeah.
And I joined in with them about a year ago. And so it's
Excellent.
Been kind of a neat ride to see the Lord has really worked and moved and given us opportunities to go to churches and share God's Word with women.
So what's the priority message that you want to convey?
I think primarily our message is that the Word of God is sufficient. You know, a lot of times we're tempted to add to it. We're tempted to make it appealing or relevant in some way, but it is sufficient to do that all on its own. And so we want women just to open God's Word and to get the truth from what He has to say and how He reveals Himself just simply through His Word.
But Megan, this is the 21st century. And women are busy.
They are busy, yes.
I mean, like all of us. They've got plenty of things to do. They've got kids running. We've all got kids. Well, my kids are grown, but all of our friends have got kids running around the house. They're trying to work more than a 40-hour week. So how in the world can – this is all well and good, but how do you put this – into practice?
Well, you know, that is something I have to walk out daily because I have three small children, and you're right. We're busy. I work part-time in ministry, which there's no part-time in ministry
That's
separate
right.
from this.
That's right.
And it is true. We try to put it in their hands. And so one of the things we do is we write weekly blogs that are Bible-based. They're based in Scripture, and it's accessible. It comes right to their email, comes on our social media. We try to keep that in front of them. And so when they're scrolling through social media, they're tempted to click on that blog and open and get the truth from God's Word. And then just giving them opportunities to be in the Word. One of the things we're doing right now is a challenge. If they read the book of Matthew, they can sign up to read the book of Matthew, and once they let us know they've read it, then we send them a free t-shirt. Just, you know, little rewards and things like that. All of that information stays on our website, so we just keep trying to put that website in front of people.
I have a question
okay.
on when you go to speak
sure.
and share in Bible studies. Is this like a one-day conference you try to do, or just a special, like, ladies group setting, like a luncheon or something? How do you What do you do? We've really done all kinds of things.
Okay. So we've been, Alice and I have spoken together at two, you know, as kind of a ministry and done sessions together. We've done where it's one or the other of us, both at a church women's event recently. A couple weeks ago, I did a women's event and just spoke a couple of sessions. It was a morning event. We've done all day events. We've done weekend retreats where it goes over the course of several days. And so really we can kind of cater to whatever the churches are wanting.
Okay.
And so that's kind of a good thing. We're super flexible in that way.
They really are.
What's your favorite book of the Bible?
My favorite book of the Bible. Oh, my goodness. Ephesians of it.
Yeah. And so in knowing that Paul, master communicator, had his hands full back in that day.
Yeah.
Do you think there's some relevance between what Paul had to deal with back in that day, maybe what we're trying to communicate?
I think think it, I definitely, I think one of the things that we learn, you know, from Paul is that Paul, I mean, one, he knew what he had to do, right? And he, so all things considered, even all the things he was experiencing, he still was able to have joy and he still spoke the truth. Even in Philippians, where he says that, I don't really care how the gospel's getting out as long as it's getting out, you know, just kind of being able to stay focused through all the distractions. I think that's something that he did well. And for women specifically, you talked about it, lots of distractions, lots of busyness. If we can kind of be able to keep our focus, and that's sort of what we want to do with One Step, is just help women keep their focus on the Lord, because anything else is going to disappoint and anything else is going to distract, and Satan's going to get a foothold anywhere. And so if we can keep women, including ourselves, grounded in Scripture with their eyes focused on Jesus, you know, then they're less likely to disconnect.
What's your best advice in this chaotic world that we live in today to keep the focus? How do you do that? What does that look like?
You know, it's interesting that you asked me that question, to kind of divine question. I'm speaking at the pastor's wives dinner tonight, and we're talking about abiding. And I think when we are connected to the vine, you know, when we are abiding in Christ, when we really have our chairs scooted all the way up to His table, and we're focused on Him, then we're able to kind of drown out the noise a little bit. And I think that's the key. The key is that we abide. And I think the Lord also knows that we won't do that well. And so the Scriptures tell us that He abides in us. When we confess faith in Jesus, He abides in us. And so while we stay scooted up to Him, He also has us tightly. And I think that, you know, it's super important for us to just to keep our eyes on Jesus. I mean, that's what the Scripture tells us to do, and stay focused on Him, and stay pulled up to the table and be fed and come hungry. You know, I know as a mom of three little kids and busy and a wife and all the things, I am desperately hungry when I pull up to the Lord's table, because I need that. I need to be fed. I need to be refreshed in that way, because without Him, you know, even John 15 says, when we disconnect, without Him, we can do nothing, you know.
Right.
In the old days, we had a book, a Bible. We still do.
Yes, we do. Amen.
Thank goodness.
Praise
thank
the Lord. Yeah.
For the Word in written form that we can hold in our hands. That's still my favorite, by
yes,
the way.
Yes, me too.
And but we do have a phone.
Yes.
And we do have downtime. Such as the chaotic is, the paradoxical thing is, we do have some downtime.
Yeah.
We do. We have. It may be 3 minutes here. It may be 5 minutes there. But how do you use the technology, maybe your smartphone, to connect?
Yeah, and I think primarily the way that especially One Step tries to connect is through that, right? We recognize that if we're going to get women, it's not going to be, you know, in a long drawn out time. They're going to click on to social media. They're going to see a post. They're going to click on it and interact with it maybe for a few minutes before, you know, they hear a screaming in the next room from one of their children and they run to see what's going on. So, yeah, it's actually a blessing to have smartphones and iPads and the ability to be in front of women. Right, you know, when they can access it on their phones. And I do, I'm like you, I'm old fashioned. I love a Bible, but just being able to have a Bible on their phone, they read a blog, it references a scripture, they can then click over to the Bible app, look up that scripture, all within a matter of minutes, you know, and just kind of that keeping that connection going. And they can do that all throughout the day. I think that's helpful for women across the board. It's helpful for anybody to be able to have it in your hands. You know, usually, unless you carry your Bible with you everywhere you go, before this, you couldn't do that, but now you have your access to the scripture. Scriptures everywhere you go. So,
well, Megan, I noticed your title is One Step Ministries. That's what you call your ministry.
Yes.
Is there a meaning, something behind that, One Step Ministries?
There is. Just with the primary goal of the ministry being to help women go one step closer, one step further into the Word, one step closer to the Lord every day. So when we go and we write something, or when we speak somewhere, you know, with the goal in mind that if they leave there and they take one step closer to Jesus from something that they learned, or if they see in Scripture something that compels them to go one step closer to the Lord, then, you know, then we've kind of met the goal there. That's where it comes from.
That's great.
This is my question, is what advice do you have for us guys in supporting your efforts to communicate the gospel?
Lead well. you know, and I think that I have, I'm blessed to have a husband that leads our family well, and that it opens the Bible with our children, and that supports me and encourages me to open the scriptures on my own and then go and doing things like this as well. But I say for men and in support of your wives and your children, to if you will lead by example, lead well. I know that my children see me with my Bible open, but when they see my husband with his Bible open, I just see it, you know, fall all over them. And so I think that's would be the biggest encouragement to me to other women, is to say, you're not alone in this. A lot of times we see women kind of step out in the spiritual leadership in their families because we're more relational people. Maybe that's the reason. But I think to see the men come alongside and then step even ahead of that and lead their family and support what moms are doing every day, what women are doing as they open the Word and partnering with them in that, I think would be the biggest help, the biggest encouragement there.
Incredible ministry, One Step Ministries. And what if somebody wants to reach out to you folks and say, hey, I want you to come speak at our church?
Yeah, we'd love that.
Or our women's club. How do they go about making that connection?
They can absolutely visit our website, which is onestepministries.net. And there's a little tab at the top of the website that says Contact Us. It's going to put you in contact with our managing director, Kelly Reeves, and she does all bookings. And she communicates with everyone about all the things. And so she is the hub of that. And she'll be able to get groups booked and get information out, anything they would need to know.
Fantastic ministry. We pray for you all the best as you go out and spread the gospel.
Thank you all so much.
You
appreciate it.
Take care.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.